or Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. An update on yesterday's Grand Blanc, Michigan church shooting. Police saying 5 people were killed, including the shooter, and 8 injured. Investigators saying the suspect rammed his vehicle into the church, then started shooting with a high-powered rifle. Afterwards, he set the building on fire. Grand Blanc Township Police Department Chief William Rennie.
Grand Blanc Township police officers, the community of Grand Blanc Township, we're hurting. And we know that you are hurting as well with us.
The death certificate for Celeste Rivas, the 15-year-old girl found dead in singer David's Tesla earlier this month, reveals she was not pregnant at the time of her death, nor was she pregnant in the last year. Her cause of death is still listed as deferred while the Los Angeles County Medical Examiner works to determine cause and manner of death. Sources tell ABC News they'll rely on lab tests and toxicology. Until then, it remains a death investigation and not a homicide investigation. This is ABC News. The man accused of killing Charlie Kirk made a virtual appearance in Utah County Court today.
With Tyler Robinson listening in remotely from the Utah County Jail, the judge said he wanted to lay down some ground rules that Robinson is presumed innocent and his constitutional rights will be protected, as will the rights of the victims. The judge making it clear that court hearings and the trial will be open for the public to hear.
These proceedings will be open to the public, conducted in accordance with the law and handled with diligence and competence.
Robinson's attorney said she needs more time to go through huge amounts of evidence and witness statements before moving forward. Robinson's next court date was set for October 30th. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The CEO of Walmart says the majority of the company's 2 million jobs will change as generative artificial intelligence becomes more prominent. A recent MIT study found most business programs fail to increase revenue or save costs. I'm Stephanie Officer, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A stretch of dry and unseasonably mild temps are ahead. Partly cloudy for tonight, a low in the mid-50s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, a high in the upper 70s. More sunshine through the rest of the week, temps climb through the 80s. It's 69 degrees right now.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long.
somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. For once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life I have someone.
Stop making music like this. We don't know either.
Just tell her that I love her endlessly. Because love grows where my rosemary goes, and nobody knows you like me.
Local news and timeless hits on 97.9 FM WGBW. Welcome into the evening. Chris Morrow with more timeless hits on the way. Stay close for some of the great ones, the Beatles, Simon and Garfunkel, and more after this.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-859-3220. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-859-3220. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-859-3220 or biglou.com.
Step right up. Circus history is alive in Wisconsin.
The circus would come to town and whole cities would shut down. There wouldn't be school, the stores would be closed because everybody would go to the circus.
A big part of the circus, the wagons, and now what's believed to be the last bell wagon anywhere is at Circus World in Baraboo. Commissioned by the Ringlings in 1892, this 10,000-pound rolling musical instrument was the crown jewel of the circus parades.
Those parade wagons, circus parades would happen to get people excited to come see the circus. And so those are the very ornamented ones, lots of carving.
That's Jennifer Kronk. She's the curator of history at Circus World. Three other unique wagons owned by Feld Entertainment in Florida are also on loan for the next couple of years. It's a slice of Wisconsin and circus history right here, where you can relive the glory of the parade and echo of the bells calling you to the big top. I'm Terry Barr.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Soon. feel like you wanna cry. Oh, girl,
listen to me when I'm speaking, cause even though the words you may be thinking, and I know that you've been cheating,
I still love you.
To go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota right here in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us and go for the green and gold on 97.9 WGBW.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, we don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away. So I'll continue to say, here I always will stay. So ferry across the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. And here I'll stay. Here I'll stay.
All the people Ann Marcus handles the music. Connie Feldman handles the news. Get your day started with the local news and timeless hits on 97.9 WGBW.
Green Bay's new home for local news and now timeless hits. It's 97.9 WGBW. Hey, I'm Chris Morrow. We've got more on the way in just a bit. Also, don't forget Dan Marcus in the morning, 6 to 9. Community interviews, great songs, and the stories behind your favorites on 97.9 WGBW.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
I need you, I'll treat you right. Come with me, baby, be mine tonight. Pretty woman, don't walk on by. Pretty woman, don't make me cry. Pretty woman, don't walk away, hey. Okay. That's the way it must be, okay. I guess I'll go on home, it's late. There'll be tomorrow night, but wait, what do I see?
Them both, it's there at your command.
Come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. No time for fun. When we're getting angry, we will yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you
question asking me. This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't wanna see.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to find out.
Open up your window, let some air into this room. I think I'm almost choking from the smell of stale perfume. And that cigarette you're smoking, I'm scaring you up to death. Open up the window, sucker. Let me catch my breath.
Mama told me not to come. Mama told me not to come. That ain't the way to have fun, son. That ain't the way to have fun,
son. She's a- oh, yeah.
Officer. The peace plan for Gaza provides an outline for its future. It could mean the more than 2 million people living there would be under international control, not Israel's. The hostages would be released, Hamas would disarm, aid would come in, and there would be phased withdrawal of Israeli troops and reconstruction of Gaza could start. ABC's Mary Bruce.
Arab leaders are now welcoming this plan. French President Macron says Hamas has no choice but to accept it. But Hamas has yet to formally respond to this, but it does seem unlikely that they will accept this plan. It certainly falls far short of the full Israeli withdrawal that Hamas has been seeking.
Longtime couple Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban have split. The Oscar-winning actress and country singer have been married since 2006 and share two daughters together, ages 17 and 14. A source reportedly said Kidman did not want the separation and has been working to keep the family together. The pair have been reportedly living separately since the beginning of the summer. This is ABC News. A new warning about artificial intelligence from the country's largest private employer, ABC's Mike Dubusky.
Walmart employs about 2 million people, and now the CEO of that company says the majority of those roles will change as generative AI becomes more prominent. However, the company says it plans to keep the size of its global workforce steady over the next 3 years. Walmart has already begun integrating AI into some parts of its business, like a chatbot named Sparky in the company's app. However, most major AI companies like OpenAI remain unprofitable. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
A former tech entrepreneur was sentenced to more than 7 years in prison for defrauding J.P. Morgan into buying her startup for $175 million. Charlie Javis was convicted last March of bank fraud, wire fraud, securities fraud, and conspiracy. Prosecutors claim she overstated user numbers for her college financial aid service while marketing the company for sale. I'm